Bill Walton has joined us here on Sports Byline USA, the Hall of Fame NBA Center. Bill, I have never, ever met a pro athlete who played their sport, and afterwards, I know they have the aches and the pains. You alluded to your legs and everything, or a football player that gave so much of his body. What is it about the mentality that allows a human being to accept that pain and say it was all worth it?
The chance to be a part of a great team. And every one of the guys who's done it and gone through the physical pain and the sacrifice has always been touched by a special coach, someone who was such an inspiration. And for me, the two guys, my very first coach, Rocky Graciano, who coached me through elementary school, who was the volunteer coach at Blessed Sacrament Elementary School in 1960 when I started playing sports, and is still the volunteer coach at Blessed Sacrament Elementary School 41 years later. And he taught me about the joy of competition, the joy of being part of a team, and then to go play for Coach Wooden. Now, I've played for other coaches who, Jack Ramsey made me a better player than I ever was. Casey Jones, that was an incredible time and experience playing with the Celtics. Lenny Wilkins, Gene Shue, Paul Silas, Don Chaney, Jimmy Lynam, great coaches. My high school coach, Gordon Nash. But those two guys are the ones that shaped me, because they, more than anyone else, talked about the bigger issues. They never really talked about the game, the strategy, and being about X's and O's, and it really being basketball. They always talked about it being life. And the Grateful Dead, one of their fantastic lines, and the one that I've been singing all summer, is, "We used to play for silver, now we play for life." And that's why we're so involved in all the battles of the day, and we are having the time of our life.
We certainly have seen that sports can be life-taking as well, with the death of Corey Stringer. Yep. And again, that fits into that kind of mentality at all costs. And I'm just wondering, is that something that's developed through playing the sport, any sport, not just you, but any pro athlete that makes it willing to accept that?
No, I think that comes back to the coaches. I think that's the coaches who treat their life and their role as being sort of a military dictator and a conquering hero in a negative sense, who look at their position and say, okay, I'm going to punish these guys. Basketball under the great coaches. Now, I never played the other sports at any serious level, but basketball is a game that is fun to practice. And the great coaches that I had, you practiced for the games. And one thing that always just drives me crazy about these football coaches in the summer, they never play a game in the kind of conditions that they train in. Now, Coach Wooden was an unbelievable stickler for duplicate your practice sessions day in and day out so that they are going to be so similar to the game experience that it's going to be an absolutely seamless transition for you. And this whole concept of punishment and brutality, and let's get out there in the heat of the day and sweat and grind these guys up, make them lose 30 pounds in one session, that to me is so crazy. And it's coming back to haunt them. And it's sad. I mean, it's the ultimate sacrifice. And it's beyond belief the grief that these guys have to experience there. And I just think it's a mindset of the coaches that has to be challenged. Fortunately, there has been some real soul searching and some challenging by some members of the media over this seemingly growing trend of players dying during training.
They always talk in football that type of condition is building character and the bonding of a team.
Well, I like the character that John Wooden and Dean Smith built. I like the character where you become a man over time, not in a two-hour punishment drill. Coach Wooden always told us that the worst thing he could ever do to us was not make us practice longer, not make us practice harder, but would be to not let us practice at all. And we thought he was nuts when he told us that. And then one day we were up in Seattle playing the University of Washington, playing for UCLA, and we were goofing around, joking and laughing in practice. And
got about 15 seconds.
He warned us, and finally he pulled that plug. He blew the whistle, said, "That's it, no more practice." And we were stunned. We go back to the hotel, and all of a sudden, says, "Okay, no, we're not playing today. We're not playing until tomorrow night." And we came out the next day, the Washington Huskies, they had no idea what hit them.
Bill, one of the things that that I think makes you a good broadcaster is you're able to adjust your style and your ability to communicate to people the game as it is. And what I mean by that is the college game is obviously different than the pro game.
Totally different.
And yet you're able to do that. That's not always a thing, easy thing to do. What do you see in broadcasting the two different basketball games? What do you see as the difference in doing it?
The most important thing is to learn to think about what your partner dreams of. Now, when I was a basketball player, Ron, I spent all my time thinking about the mindset of my teammates. The nicest thing anybody ever said about me as a player was not about, well, he jumps high or he shoots well or he blocks shots or he's a good passer. What they said about me, the nicest thing, was that he helps make his teammates play better basketball. Well, what I did was try to make the game theirs. And then I do the same thing in broadcasting. When I'm working with Tom Hammond at NBC, or now that I'm working with Dick Enberg, I try to think about their experiences and how Tom was a basketball player at University of Kentucky. He grew up a basketball player. He was a guard, he was a gunner, and he was a terrific young player. He played with Pat Riley there as a freshman at University of Kentucky. And so, I know how he thinks, and I talk to him a lot of just about basketball. We sit on the planes, in our meetings, and we're watching basketball, and I try to listen to him, and then we can get into different topics. Now, the college game is so different. It's a shorter game, much, much shorter game, and it's a game where the skill level is not near as high because they have other things, and they're just coming on, in their life. They're 18, 19, 20 years old, and so now we're with Dick Enberg, who used to broadcast my games when I was in college. Dick is a historian. Dick is a teacher. And so I have to think about how I'm going to fit in with that. And it was like when I was playing with Greg Lee or Bob Gross or Larry Bird or Maurice Lucas or Jamal Wilkes and Kevin McHale and Robert Parrish. You just got to think about what is it that they bring and how I can make that and their contributions magnified, how I can make them the star, because that's when the team clicks, and that's really the approach that I take. And so this opportunity that I have now to be shared really by CBS and NBC, the thrill of a lifetime. I am the luckiest person on earth.
There is a lot of debate that's going on about players leaving early and going to the NBA, whether they're ready or not. And a fellow Hall of Famer, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and I chatting about it here on the program. He thinks that the game is suffering due to players leaving college early, and here's how he put it, Bill.
The best college talent leaves college to go to the pros and get the money. Consequently, they don't learn what they would have learned in college and don't develop the discipline of work habits and the maturity that's necessary to be a good pro player. You have to have all of those things. That time spent in college is not wasted for a professional basketball player. But they have to skip that. They must have the money right now. So they go and get the money, and then the professional game is suffering because you have untutored players coming into the league, and there's not much that they can do. They don't know enough. They are incredible athletes. They have just superior bodies and all of this stuff, but their lack of understanding of the subtleties of the game really tells on them when it comes to playing it at that level.
Interesting, because I think there's a big difference between being a pro player and being a professional player, Bill.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the greatest Bruin of them all, the greatest player that I ever played against my entire life at any level, and this guy was so special, just an idol of all of ours, and he hit it so much on the head. But we only have ourselves to blame. We have a culture now that is all about instant gratification. We have a culture that's not about the relationship between hard work and reward. We have a culture that doesn't emphasize the long-term commitment. And that's why I just consider myself so fortunate to have played for guys like John Wooden and Lenny Wilkins and Jack Ramsey. I mean, these were guys who were never about hype, never about self-promotion, never about money. It was always about the game. But when you look at teaching, when you look at leadership, it always comes back to you as a parent.
Bill, hold on just a second. Bill Walton, Hall of Fame NBA center, has joined us and you. 10 seasons in the NBA, 2 NBA championships, and of course, a 3-time All-American at UCLA with John Wooden. We'll continue with more of you and Sports Byline.